Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, High Country Rec Fee Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Northern Arizona Vein Center. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Thursday edition of Q&A. We're going to have some fun today because one of our favorite annual traditions around Christmas time will be the prime topic this afternoon. We'll be talking with our buddies Debbie and Don Stewart about their annual last-minute nonprofit stocking stuffer bazaar. And that mouthful is worth the visit because we'll be visiting the Armory this Saturday to take part in this wonderful event that not only benefits nonprofits around the area, but also you can stock up on some pretty cool stuff. I mean, it's a lot of fun to go there. You'll meet a lot of friends, you'll socialize, and you'll help a good cause and take home some really cool things. So we'll be talking about those. This is not a flea market. It is nothing like that. If you've never been to it, you really need to give it a shot. And the weatherman is cooperating this weekend too. So we'll be talking to Debbie and Don Stewart about this wonderful event that they have been a part of now for many years. Also coming up on today's show, after the bottom of the hour news and weather break, we'll talk to our friend Lori Walden from the Yavapai Humane Society. We'll get an update on adoption opportunities and winter pet care tips. Those are especially important as we go through this big cold snap, which will take a break this weekend, but is coming back next week. Well, you may have heard with so many different kinds of movie awards going around, I mean, how do you separate the wheat from the chaff? Well, first of all, obviously the Golden Globes gets a lot of publicity because it is a terrific TV show. The Dick Clark Productions people put on a wonderful event. It stars both TV and movie stars. It doesn't have any of those boring categories nobody wants to watch on the Oscars. So it gets a big TV audience, but in the whole scheme of things, the Golden Globes are kind of a joke in Hollywood. Nobody takes them seriously, but it is nice to get the national TV exposure. If you want to get a real good look at who's going to win Oscars and really be highly regarded in show business, you look at the Screen Actors Guild Awards. Those are coming up very shortly because those are voted on by the actors who make up the largest block, the largest voting block of the 7,000 members of the Academy of Motion Pictures Arts and Sciences who vote on the Oscars. So pay more attention to those than you do to the Golden Globes. Speaking of which, the Hollywood Reporter, to which I subscribe, has come out with their 10 best and 10 worst films of 2019. And wouldn't you know it, Cats, which opens today, has already made their list of the 10 worst movies of 2019. And when you see some of the remarks that critics around the country are saving for Cats, well, you know, if that many critics say it's that bad, it must be pretty darn good. So I look forward to seeing it. Also on their list of 10 worst movies of the year, and I certainly agree with this one, Rambo Last Blood. Come on, Sylvester, give it up. You're 73. So that's some of the fun news from the Hollywood Reporter. But one thing's for sure, that the day before the Oscars is when they hold the Golden Raspberry Awards, the Razzies. And you can be sure that both Cats and Rambo Last Blood will be well represented. Well, we've got Debbie and Don Stewart just around the corner ready to step in on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at kqna.com. Don't go away.
Hey, Santa, we may have a problem.
Well, do we have the smartphones and tablets?
Yes.
The toy cars and dolls?
Got them, too.
What's the problem?
All these families around Prescott want a new Subaru for Christmas.
We're going to need a bigger sleigh.
Give Santa a break with some holiday help from Findlay Subaru Prescott. During the 2019 Subaru Share the Love event, you can take a new 2020 Outback home for the holidays for as low as 2.9% APR financing or lease for as low as $249 a month. 2 years complimentary maintenance included. Also, during the Share the Love event, Subaru of America will donate $250 to your selected national and hometown charities. Share the love this holiday season at Findlay Subaru Prescott and FindlaySubaruPrescott.com. Doing our part to give back to the community and make the world a better place.
Offers on approved credit. Excludes government and dealer fees. Now through January 2nd, 2020, lease a new 2020 Outback Standard Base Model. Code LDB-01 for 36 months with $2,449 at signing and zero security deposit. See dealer for complete details.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Hey y'all, it's Rosie. Welcome to the broadcast. Every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
Holiday plant decorations from Christmas trees to poinsettias require attention to keep them vibrant and trouble-free. We'll tell you how to maintain them. Throwing a holiday party? We have some Christmas party hacks to keep things merry and bright. Urban shed concepts and your home improvement questions always welcomed on the number one weekend show in Arizona.
Rosie on the House, Saturday morning, 9 to 11 on 95.5, 99.9 and AM 1130 KQ.
A magical Cirque Christmas is a new holiday spectacular that will dazzle audiences of all ages. Featuring world-class talent performing breathtaking circus acts set to your favorite Christmas classics. Grab the entire family and experience a magical Cirque Christmas.
Magical Cirque Christmas, coming to the Findlay Toyota Center December 27th at 7 p.m. Tickets are on sale now.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 2:08. It's always fun to have a friend in the studio, too, right now. In fact, Debbie and Don Stewart are back. Been a little while since we've talked to them, but you know what, Debbie? It seems like just weeks ago, maybe a couple of months, that we last talked about the last-minute nonprofit stocking stuffer bazaar. And here we are again. Isn't that amazing?
Like clockwork.
Yeah, it really does. And you guys have been doing this for how long now?
28 years.
28 years.
It's a little frightening, actually, when you think about it. Time flies by so fast.
I didn't even think you'd been in this area that long.
We've been here 28 and a half years. Yeah. So we started it the first year we got here.
You got going right away. Don, take me back to that very first one, your expectations for that versus what you have right now. What has changed?
Well, when we first got started, the idea was as we were looking around at the agencies, the nonprofit agencies in the community, and how they would react to Christmas that was coming up, and there were just a plethora of small sales going on from different agencies for a couple of months before December, and I thought, there's got to be a better way. So I said, how about right at the last minute, why don't I put together an event where all the nonprofits can come and sell those things they didn't sell normally. It's just the last minute, cut your prices, and make money for the organization, and hence it was born. We were sold out the first day.
Wow.
We sold out every year. We have about 54 agencies. So there's 54 booths representing and a great opportunity to buy good stuff. One thing that we pride ourselves on is not making a lot of change from year to year. People mm-hmm. know from 5 years ago what to expect this
sure.
year. It's Santa will be there at noon and kids will get toys and we might even luck out and get a caroler or two. So,
and Debbie, we always stress every year to those who have never been a part of this. This is not a flea market of used junk, is it?
Correct. It's all brand new items. It's either handmade gifts, so absolutely one of a kind, or regular kinds of things you would see in various stores, retail items. Some of the organizations bring things from their gift shop, mm-hmm. you know, brand new items and such. So there's a whole variety, and we ask the agencies to try to keep their prices between $1 and $20 so you know you get good bargains.
Mm-hmm.
But there are more, some of the agencies bring additional items that cost a bit more just because of the incredible value that of what they're selling. Some of the jewelry, or, for example, the Yavapai gourd patch each year brings these amazing decorated gourds. You can't even tell it's a gourd. It's
yeah.
just, you know, wonderful, unique items.
And every year that I've been a part of it, I've walked out with a full bag, and I look forward to the same this year. Don, tell us when the hours are for the last-minute nonprofit stocking stuffer bazaar this Saturday.
Yeah, this Saturday at the Prescott Activity Center. 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., no charge to come in.
Mm-hmm.
Come early to take advantage of all of the great products that are in there, and then come back later in the day and check out the discount prices, because all the agencies like to cut prices last thing of the day.
That is a little secret that regulars know, isn't it? To come, make two trips. Go for the big selection early on, come back for the discounts later, right, Debbie?
Absolutely. And there, you know, the agencies also will put, they don't always put everything out at the beginning.
Yeah, sure.
Because they just simply don't have enough room in their booth mm-hmm. to put all their stuff out. So they'll put some new things out in the afternoon that you might not have seen in the morning.
So take me back to how you arrange for all these nonprofits to be a part of this. When does the planning start?
Well, I'll usually get started around October. I'll send out a mass mailing in October. I'll set up a website just for registering for mm-hmm. that for this year. And then it's first come, first serve. And inside of a couple of weeks, I'll have first come and first served everyone that I can handle.
Nice.
That we're full.
And this is all for a good cause. Tell us about the Yavapai County Jeep Posse.
Well, over the years, as you know, the Yavapai County Jeep Posse we've had a relationship with them over all of the events that we do during the year. And they're a great organization. We cannot put this event on by ourselves.
Yeah.
We tried it the first year, about died.
Yeah.
So after that, we've been looking for resources that'll help us put it on. We've connected with the Jeep Posse for, I don't know, 20, a bunch of years now. It's their legacy as much as ours. And in return for all of the labor that they help me with, they get all the proceeds from the rental of the booths at the bazaar.
Oh,
so all
wow.
of the, yeah,
great.
All the agencies get to keep their own profits. That's how it works. But the rental of the booths all go to the Jeep Posse. All that money goes. And we don't make any money on this event. We just for the love of doing it and giving back to the community for
yeah.
being here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm thinking about to that first year. We actually had APS staff help move the big shoe that's out at the zoo, the local zoo. Had them move that in the armory up onto the stage.
Oh, my.
So that, you know, the kids could kind of play on that kind of
sure.
thing. And we're going, were we nuts? You know, that kind of thing.
Yes, but, we were.
But it's become obviously a Prescott tradition,
mm-hmm.
as you know, and people come expecting to be able to get not only the gifts they need for last-minute Christmas gifts or Hanukkah, but also general items that you can use for gift-giving throughout the year for
mm-hmm.
birthdays and housewarmings and, you know, that kind of thing. And there'll be lots of items that you can buy at the event. For example, baked goods. If you're going to a party that night or that coming week, or you need a gift, you know, kind of a house guest gift
mm-hmm.
for events that you're going to, that will be already wrapped and ready for gift giving. So, you know, you can find it all at the bazaar.
It's the easy way of looking good. You know what I'm
yeah.
saying?
And you know, one of the great things about it too, Don and Debbie, is that if you have friends and relatives who are out of town, you can really give them something that is uniquely Prescottonian, can't you?
Exactly.
Indeed. With all of the one-off items, the one-of-a-kind mm-hmm. items, all the handmade items, it's quite a gift.
And also, it'll be a great time for the kids, as I'm reminded, when I checked my email this morning, there were a couple of photos. I don't know who sent them, but of me posing, my wife and I posing with Santa Claus from each of the last two events of the stocking stuffer bazaar, so we thank you for that. So Santa will be there roughly 12 to 2, right?
Right, 12 to 2, and he'll be giving toys out to all the kids who arrive with their parents.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you know, a child is not limited to a minor. It can be an any age child.
Mm-hmm.
Come if you have a hankering to talk to Santa, come on down.
You know, and I have to tell you, we talk about these one-of-a-kind items, and you mentioned the Jeep Posse. A couple of years ago, I purchased a long-sleeve T-shirt and a sweatshirt, which on the back has the label, Support the Yavapai County Jeep Posse, Get Lost, which we I always get a big kick out of. And then last year, man, you talk about a one-of-a-kind item. Now, just before I had moved to Arizona back in 2013, I had fulfilled a bucket list item by finally, for the first time, going to the Hollywood Bowl. And I went to see the free rehearsals in the morning for the L.A. Phil. Well, it turned out that one of my all-time heroes was performing that night, and I stuck around for that. And wouldn't you know it, at the nonprofit Stocking Stuffer Bazaar last year, I found a handmade item which consisted of a vinyl record album that had been melted down and shaped into a chip bowl from a concert at the Hollywood Bowl.
Wow.
Where in the world would I find something like that except at your wonderful bazaar? And there are all sorts of surprises at all those tables from wall to wall, aren't there?
Absolutely. And there's things not only for your human friends, but also for your pets.
They're well represented there.
Several organizations, the animal shelters and rescue organizations that will be there.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you can get something for your pet friends as well, or your friends' pets.
And when we come back in just a moment after a break here, we're going to talk more with Debbie and Don and review some of the highlights of the last couple of years with the Senior Connection and the Pony Only Cruise, too. They're here to talk about that, and we'll talk about that in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
This holiday season, we're all part of the Chevy family. During Lamb Chevrolet's employee discount for everyone, the Chevy price you pay is what we pay, and not a cent more. Hello, this is Ed Walsh. Right now, you can get the Chevy employee discount on all remaining new 2019 models and select 2020s. Save over $9,000 off on the 2019 Silverado regular cab and over $13,800 off on the double cab. Start out right in 2020 with a new car and a factory warranty. Save up to 30% off on a 2019 Impala, Malibu, or Sonic. Enjoy employee pricing and drive off on a brand new 2020 Equinox for under 20 grand or a 2020 Spark for under 10 grand. So hurry into Lamb Chevrolet to take advantage of Chevy's employee discount for everyone. Go to lambchevrolet.com to find your new Chevy and come see why so many people come from Phoenix to buy a car in Prescott. Voted best of the best for the seventh year in a row. Lamb Chevrolet, we're here to serve. Chevrolet, find new roads.
The Bolleri Professional Building, home to Prescott's premier high-tech business suites, located right in the heart of downtown Prescott. Bolleri Business Suites feature high-speed internet, covered parking, and a climate-controlled environment designed for business, medical, legal, and most any general office purpose. New one-year leases available with one additional month free. Call 445-7191 or go to BolleriProfessionalBuilding.com for more information. The Bolleri Professional Building, Prescott's business address.
Yavapai Humane Society wants to make sure that our animals have a loving forever home for the holidays. So we're offering a special of $50 off all adoptions through the end of the year. There's so many loving souls just waiting for a home, and we hope it's yours. Come on out to Yavapai Humane Society and meet your new forever friend. Look into the eyes of these animals and see the unconditional love they want to give to you. $50 off all adoptions through the end of the year at Yavapai Humane Society, where every animal counts.
This is America, where football means football.
Oh, man!
Arizona Cardinals football is live on AM 1130, 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.
Brought to you by
Country Bank,
A&E Repro Graphics,
Barrett Propane,
Northern Arizona Air,
Bucky's in Yavapai Casino,
RED Plumbing,
Primavera Online High School,
New AC to me,
and the Prescott Resort.
The Cardinals host the Seattle Seahawks
Sunday afternoon at 2
on AM 1130, 99.9 FM.
Prescott, Chino Valley and Paulden, 95.5 FM.
Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.
Boy, dental care has sure come a long way. CTs, 3D scans, lasers, cone beams. What? This is Kathy at Bradshaw Family Dental. We take your smile seriously, and we do use cutting-edge technology. But no matter how mainstream dentistry has become, we still and always will put patient care first. We take the time to get to know you and never rush you through. Bradshaw Family Dental, treating your family like ours. For more information on our Prescott Valley or Chino office, check us out online at bradshawfamilydental.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 2:21. We have Lori Walden coming in from the Yavapai Humane Society after the bottom of the hour news and weather break. In the meantime, more with Debbie and Don Stewart about the annual 28th annual last-minute nonprofit stocking stuffer bazaar coming to the that's the Prescott Activity Center. It's the old Grace Sparks Center, the old Armory, in fact, right next to Ken Lindley Field. It's always a hot spot this time of year. It'll be again this Saturday. That's from 10 to 4. And, Debbie, the array of things you can get there and the different vendors are truly a cross-section of the Quad Cities. Tell us who will be there.
Well, we've got, each year we've got some of the same agencies participate year after year, and then we also have some new ones. So just an overview of some of them include the American Legion, we'll have Boy Scouts and Girl Scout troops, the Four County Conference on Disabilities, Mayor Area Meals on Wheels, Miss Kitty's Cat House, People Who Care, Prescott Area Woodturners, Prescott New Lions, Prescott Valley Historical Society, Yavapai CASA for Kids Foundation. I mentioned earlier the Yavapai Gourd Patch. Yavapai Humane Society will have a booth there, mm-hmm. two of them actually, and there'll be several churches. So it's a whole range of nonprofits that do good stuff for all of us all year round. And some of the types of items that will be sold include note cards and holiday cards, mm-hmm. candles, calendars, pottery, gourd artwork. There'll be purses and women's accessories, mittens, scarves, quilted items, handmade blankets, cookbooks, aprons, lots of toys for the kids, baby items, jewelry, including authentic Native American, bath products. There'll be gift baskets, pet items, including toys and treats, one-of-a-kind crafts and handmade items, and baked goods, lots of baked goods,
yeah.
and candy, and Christmas items, wreaths and ornaments and such.
And chocolate.
Yes.
Yes, chocolate. That's my favorite part.
There you go. And you know, Debbie, you mentioned the cards. Every Christmas card that I have sent out in the last couple of weeks came from one of your events because so many of the personalized, you know, Prescott-centric things we got. There was a provider who were making homemade Christmas cards with pictures of the courthouse, pictures of Watson Lake, pictures of Whiskey Row, you know, the rodeo, stuff like that. And again, it's purely Prescott. This is mm-hmm. what we're about, folks. Spread the word when you mail those out.
Yep, and if you've already, you know, if you're needing to mail stuff out for Christmas and you've already done all that, you can buy ahead for next year.
Sure.
And also send New Year's gifts. It's like, mm-hmm. personally, I don't send Christmas cards. Generally, I send Happy New Year's cards. So you nice. Still have another week or two before you have to get those out.
There you go.
And it's really a win-win situation. The atmosphere at the bazaar for shopping is so different than the trample you to death, get out of my way. I saw it first, mm-hmm. you know, at some of the other places you might go. And it's a generally nice, warm, fuzzy feeling.
It is.
Because every purchase is going to help a nonprofit. Mm-hmm. And not only can you buy stuff there, but we ask the nonprofits to bring literature about their organization. Mm-hmm. So if you're looking to either volunteer with one of them or you have need for their services, you'll be able to learn about them as well. And the other thing I want to mention is my gift guarantee.
Oh, that's right. I didn't even ask about
every that year, since year one, I've been making a gift guarantee that I guarantee you'll find something for everyone on your list.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't, you can come find me. I'll be wearing my red and white Cat in the Hat hat Not once have I ever had somebody take me up on that offer, because they always find everything they need.
And you know what? When you have all of these different people all in one place, it kind of reminds me of something that happens four times a year here. It's called the Senior and Caregivers Expo. And who puts that on?
That would be my real job, which is the Senior Connection.
Mm-hmm.
And we will be starting up our speaker bureau again. You should have gotten my PSA this morning.
I did.
The 2nd of January is mm-hmm. our first talk. We do those every Thursday. We put on our expos actually twice a year. I think it would do me in if I had to do those things four times a year, because yeah. they're so involved. But you can go to my website, seniorconnection.us, like mm-hmm. all of us are in this
sure.
together, and you can see the lineup of the speakers that are coming up for the first 3 months of the year. That's up there right now.
Mm-hmm.
And if you'd like to get added to my newsletter list, you can send an email to me. But, yeah, the Senior Connection, we're helping seniors and family caregivers get connected with the resources they need.
Mm-hmm. And Don Stewart, I have to ask you about your next Pony Only Cruise and Mustang activities.
Well, I'm glad you asked. Thank you. Our next one is due in the Mustang Only Cruise is due in May, the first weekend, first Saturday in May.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to it. I do two a year. I'll do one in the first Saturday in October also. It is designed to showcase the entire line of Mustang, Ford Mustangs, not the ponies, but Ford Mustangs.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't normally have about 130 Mustangs from around the state and around the western states. Opportunity and a killer auction that we have going on there. So a killer
raffle.
Yeah, killer raffle. I meant to say that. And it gives a great opportunity to be able to talk to people who have made changes to their cars, or in the process of making changes to their Mustangs, or they just want a chance to drool over the latest
sure.
version.
Sure. Have you seen the movie Ford versus Ferrari?
I have seen a goodly number of trailers for that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be right down your alley, wouldn't it?
That's a fun movie.
Yeah.
That's a fun movie.
And you know, one of the great things about it I haven't seen it myself yet, but I have read so many reviews of it. It's amazing how many people who are not even racing buffs will love that movie, because it's about the people.
Yeah, it's a human interest. It's a human interest movie. It's not necessarily cars. That's a good vehicle, so to speak, for that human interest story. Mm-hmm. Several human interest stories going on. Yeah, and of course, great graphics.
Yeah, and Debbie, with the last minute nonprofit Stocking Stuffer Bazaar.
Good for you.
going on this Saturday. What happens at the end of the day to anything not sold?
Well, as far as I know, a lot of the agencies donate some of their unsold items to various other charities that mm-hmm. can distribute those, or they just basically hang on to them until mm-hmm. they have their next event. I know there are some boxes that stay in storerooms until next year's last-minute nonprofit Stocking Stuffer Bazaar.
And, of course, a lot of these nonprofits have their own events during the year. They can mm-hmm. move them, too. But, the variety is just wonderful. And we haven't missed one. See, I moved here 6 years ago. I haven't missed one yet. And we look forward to seeing you guys at the Gray Sparks Activity Center, the old Armory, this Saturday from 10 to 4. I want to remind our listeners, by the way, since I am the movie critic for the radio station group, this Saturday morning at the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley, at 10 o'clock, they're going to show the Jimmy Stewart classic, It's a Wonderful Life. If you haven't seen it on the big screen, you haven't seen the movie. I'll put it that way. What a great way to get in the Christmas spirit by seeing that and then going right to your Stocking Stuffer Bazaar. Boy, you talk about something to fill you with the spirit. Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah, it would be. And if we weren't tied up at the bazaar, we'd
be doing it.
You'd go yourself, yeah.
It's a great movie to go to with a friend.
With a friend, yeah, indeed. And you know what's funny about that, Don, is because the movie came out in 1947, anybody, you know, we are kind of a retirement mecca, and there will no doubt be people there who saw that child as a small kid. And I bet they haven't seen it on the big screen since then. And when you see it on the big screen, you'll see why. You better bring some hankies. Yeah, it really is something special. And we appreciate what you do for the Christmas spirit here, too. Once again, Debbie, let us know, is there a phone number or a web page for the last-minute nonprofit Stocking Stuffer Bazaar?
There is. If somebody would like to get the flyer, they can go to www.stocking-stuffer-bazaar, spelled B-A-Z-A-A-R .com. Mm-hmm. So stocking at -stuffer-bazaar.com. And otherwise, just show up anytime between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. Mm-hmm. this Saturday at the Old Armory Grace Sparks Activity Center, 824 East Gurley in Prescott.
And also your webpage for the Senior Connection?
SeniorConnection.us, like United States.
And Don, any information about your Mustang activities?
You can get info at PonyOnlyCruise.com, all one word.
That is Debbie and Don Stewart. Thanks again for
joining
us today.
Oh, DJ, thank you so much. Tuesday.
Always a pleasure to talk to you guys. Stay tuned. We're going to take a break for news and weather, statewide and local, and then we'll talk with Lori Walden about our favorite four-legged friends. That's coming up on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live at kqna.com.
Hi, James Roush here of Wallach & Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallach & Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hi, this is Mike from Moyers, where we put honesty before profit. You have my word on it. Christmas time is here at last, and at Moyers Heating and Cooling, we would like to wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year. We appreciate all of our loyal customers throughout the year and hope you continue to turn to your local factory-trained Carrier dealer. Carrier, turn to the experts. Bringing the heat since 1998, we look forward to servicing our neighbors and friends in Yavapai County for years to come. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
We are your top quality CBD and 100% ultra-clear Emu oil source right here at the Prescott Gateway Mall next to the food court.
We're the husband and wife team here at Addicted to Deals. Let's face it, CBD is everywhere, but ours is third-party lab tested, top quality, and will fit your budget. At Addicted to Deals, we have hundreds of other items like makeup, metal signs, amethyst, and so much more at bargain prices.
Addicted to Deals, your trusted CBD source.
Arizona Coyotes hockey is live on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, KQ&A. Coyotes hockey brought to you by Yavapai Plumbing and Heating, Prescott Dirt, Nazair, Country Bank, Moyers Heating and Cooling, Prescott Dental Center, and Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling.
He'll shoot, he scores!
Beers and Coyotes host the Minnesota Wild Thursday night at 7:30 on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM, Prescott, Chino Valley, and Paulden, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
Hey, Santa, we're getting behind here. We have letters from people who want a new Toyota and a present. How are we going to do that?
Ho, 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 easy. All we have to do is work on the presents. Finley Toyota Prescott's got the new Toyotas covered because it's Toyotathon, delivering the biggest discounts and the best financing rates of the year.
Drive a 2019 Finley Toyota Prescott RAV4 home for the holidays. Take $1,500 customer cash back, 1.9% APR financing for up to 60 months, or lease for as low as $229 a month. And Finley Toyota Prescott will pay your registration on your new Toyota purchase.
You know, Santa, since Finley Toyota Prescott's picking up all the new car requests, me and the boys are going to start knocking off an hour early every day.
Oh, 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 you will not.
Finley Toyota Prescott and FinleyToyotaPrescott.com. Now open Sundays.
Here at Finley Toyota Prescott, we are everybody's hometown dealer.
All offer on approved credit, plus tax, title, license, and $495 doc fee. Registration maximum $500. Lease for 36 months with $29.99 due at signing.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A your choice for your Thursday the 19th. I'm DJ Phone with the check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Wallach and Volk. Arizona's DUI Task Force saturation patrols mobilize ahead of Christmas next week. Governor's Office of Highway Safety Director Alberto Gutierrez says it's right about now more officers must hit the roads in search of impaired drivers.
I've been to restaurants in the last couple days where there have been Christmas parties all over the place.
Gutierrez says officers receive briefings before heading out on the state's roads. He adds there's going to be a heavy presence all through December 31st. Starting at 5 p.m. Christmas Eve in the Prescott area, you can get a free ride home from any restaurant or bar by contacting your server or bartender and asking to do the ride thing. Sunny today and tomorrow, cloudy this weekend, and scattered snow showers Monday morning. Warming today to a high near 48 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. Then chilling overnight to near 24 with clear skies. Highs Friday near 54, Saturday and Sunday 58 before Monday's wet cool down. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, up to a sunny 57 this afternoon. Cooling after bedtime to near 29, a sunny high near 61 tomorrow, a cloudy 64 through the weekend before Monday's cooling showers. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQNA. Like us on Facebook and listen live worldwide at KQNA.com and stay tuned. Q&A will continue in just a moment on KQNA.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Hey everybody, it's Sanford Cohen. Join me along with Mike and the Doctor every Friday afternoon at 4 for Let's Talk Sports right here on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Tune in for all the latest sports news, interviews, and all kinds of fun stuff. It's right here on KQ&A. See you Friday.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 2:37. Once again, great to have a friend in the house. That's the case with Lori Walden from the Yavapai Humane Society. Lori, it's holiday season and cold weather that can be create some difficulties for our pet owners. But especially with the Christmas season when you have, first of all, you have a Christmas tree.
Right.
Which has ornaments, which has lights, which has tinsel, which may have a train around it, which may have a bunch of wrapped packages around it. Then you have people coming over who are bringing food and gifts, and it may be people they've never seen before. That can be a minefield for your pets, can't it?
Oh my gosh. It's, number one, it's just, temptation.
Yes.
You know, I mean, just think about it. Just all the little toys that you have with the bells on it and the sparklies on it and that makes them crazy. And now, like you said, those lights are twinkling. You know, I've got a 6.5 foot tree, two cats and a dog.
Is it still standing?
It is still standing.
So far.
It is still standing, but I do have it secured with fishing line.
There you go.
Yeah, I have it like on the base of it over to the wall and at the top of it over to the wall. Because they do. They love to go in there and lay underneath it.
Yep.
And there's those, the lights and, you know, they like to chew on that stuff. They like to chew on the wires. It's all a giant temptation for them. So I saw a cute video that came up today that was all these ways to keep your Christmas tree safe. And one of them showed it just being like completely caged in and, you know, and it was like, no, they're still going to find a way to get
to
it. So we just, you know, you want to be careful with all that stuff. And, you know, I have always said, I have always gone out and bought, you know, all the cat toys and all that for Christmas.
Sure.
And I'll put it in a box with tissue paper around it. Well, you know, I open it for them or they open it, you know, as the case may be. And they're more interested in the tissue paper and
the
box
sure.
than the toy. So just even having those wrapped presents under there, that they're just, you know, it's not going to be wrapped by Christmas morning. It's going to have little claw marks in it.
And can you imagine an excited child just waiting for Christmas morning and they get up and the box and the wrapping have already been torn open
already,
by claws and
yep.
chewed?
And now we don't even know who that was for.
There you go.
There you go.
Oh, I
know.
Only imagine. You know, there's another booby trap for pet owners, too, around this time of year. Because around the Christmas Christmas season and Thanksgiving, we like to prepare very juicy, tasty, sometimes very fatty foods. And that can create problems, too, for your pets, can it?
Mm-hmm. And, you know, very fragrant foods.
Oh,
and, you
goodness.
Know, like you and I were talking, it's like one of the biggies is ham. And you know how good a ham smells when it's cooking
oh,
all day.
Goodness.
Well, think yeah. about, you know, their sniffers are way better than ours. And I just recently found out how bad ham is for both cats
that
and
surprises
dogs.
Me.
Yeah, and I, you know, like I said, I just gave, you know, Pooh and Tigger a ham the other night because I was making myself a sandwich, and you cannot eat alone in a house with cats.
Pooh and Tigger, are you feeding Christopher Robin or what?
Yeah, I have Pooh Bear, Tigger, and Cassidy Brew.
Oh, goodness.
There's a theme.
There you go.
So, but one of the things that's really bad with ham is because it is so high in fat and the salt. So once, you know, they're little bodies, and even the bigger dogs, you know, they're still not as big as us. Think about how salty it is for us.
Oh, yeah.
So they're going to start drinking more water, drinking more water. Well, that's going to now cause bloating. It's going to then fill up their stomachs with gas. And in some cases, within a couple of hours, that stomach all filled up with gas can twist, and it can actually cause them to die.
Oh. And, you know, some of the things we have lying around the house, like, say, sugarless gum.
Mm-hmm.
Like I do. I love sugarless gum.
Mm-hmm.
But that can be deadly, can't it?
It can. It has a xylitol in it. And it's
sweeteners.
Really bad. I just recently saw a post on Facebook about a dog that got a hold of a pack of that gum. And sadly, now he has crossed over.
Isn't that something?
So, and we use that xylitol in a lot of baking, too. You know, when you're making cookies mm-hmm. and different things like that. So even... You know, you're pouring these dry ingredients in. It gets down on the floor. I mean, we all make a mess when we're baking.
Sure.
You know, you've got risk of them coming along and licking it. Same thing with even, you know, we're baking cookies. We're baking bread. We're doing all of that stuff. So we've got the yeast dough there. That can get in their stomachs, totally expand.
Yep.
And cause problems there. Plus, when you're making the cookies, you've got your chocolate for your chocolate chips. Dogs, just like with, you know, we were talking about the scent, dogs can smell chocolate. I mean, they know when you open up that chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they even smell it when I bring it in the house, you know. They start digging through stuff like, where is it? Where is it?
It's here somewhere.
Yeah. But so they smell that. They get in that in their system. They're going to be sick, too.
Sure.
So... You want to be careful and conscious of it. You know, raw eggs, different things that you've got going on. None of this stuff is good for them.
Yeah. And when you have all these guests coming over for Christmas or for Christmas Eve dinner, things like this, the chances are there's going to be somebody the dog or the cat is not familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you do with them?
The best thing to do is to let them just go into another room. Put them into your bedroom if you've got a spare bedroom, a bathroom, wherever they're the most comfortable, but make them comfortable there. Put their bed there. Put some nice music on. Like I told you before, we've got classical music playing in the shelter. I keep the radio on all day long mm-hmm. for my fur babies at home. Sometimes even on the weekends, I'll leave the TV on for them just because it is very calming to them, just as it's calming to
sure.
us. So you want to do that. Give them things that they're familiar with. You know, their favorite toy, their favorite stuffed animal, a blanket, their treats, just so that they've got something there. And if there's people that know the animal and want to go in and play with it for a little while and stuff, that's fine. But the door's going to be opening and closing a lot. If they're getting freaked out, there's too many people, somebody's, you know, accidentally left the door open.
Whew.
Out they go.
Yeah.
Out they go. So this is another time for me to remind you about how important microchipping is
mm-hmm.
and also to keep that microchip information up to date. I can't tell you how many dogs come in as strays and they are microchipped, but the microchip information is not up to date.
How do you feel about thunder shirts for stressful situations?
Thunder shirts are one of the best things ever invented. They mm-hmm. truly are. For separation anxiety, for thunderstorms, for fireworks, even just people being around, loud noises, anything like that, they are fantastic. And basically what they do is they just snuggle them. You know, they're it's like holding them tightly. So they're kind of feeling a little bit at peace there. And it just, something about them just calms them.
You know, I've seen people buying for themselves weighted blankets for their bed and for their couch.
Yes,
for
it's the
very
same,
same
thing.
Reason.
It's the same thing.
It's kind of like being caressed, isn't it?
Yes, yes. And so you kind of have that, you know, just like when mom and dad hugged you when you were, you know, little and you were scared about this and that.
Sure.
That's exactly what this is doing. So, yeah, I highly recommend getting those. And we do have them for some of the shelter dogs that, you know, get a little anxious. But, you know, New Year's Eve is coming up. People are always calling us and concerned about the animals. So let me just reiterate again that the building is solid cement. So you really cannot hear the fireworks going off inside, and especially now because they're downtown for New Year's Eve. But like I said, the music gets turned up and they're fully taken care of. It's the animals at home. It's our animals that we need to be worried about, because the ones at the shelter are being very well taken care of.
Are your friends at the Humane Society preparing for the onslaught of people who are coming direct from seeing the movie Cats? Every time there's a blockbuster dog movie, you get people coming in wanting that breed, don't you?
Yes, yes. And you know, it's funny because things like this happen and you know, they're like, oh, I've got to have a Cocker Spaniel. Oh, I've got to have this. I've got to have that. No, you don't. No, you don't. You need to walk by those kennels and you need to see that one that just looks into your eyes and looks into your soul. There's some amazing, amazing animals down there, and there's a lot of pit bulls down there.
Yeah.
And you know what? I go in the kennels with them and I will sit with them and play with them, and they'll love on you. And like I've said a million times before, it is not the dog. It is not the breed. It is the owner. So right now we are running the 12 Dogs of Christmas.
Oh, how cool.
So we're on day 8.
Yeah.
Today is Sydney, and she's 2 years old. So she's our dog of the day. So her adoption fees are waived.
Nice.
Each of the dogs of the day. And for the whole 12 days, those dogs' adoption fees will be waived. So if you go to our Facebook page every night at 4:30, I give you the teaser as to who the dog of the day is going to be. And then at 7 o'clock the next morning, that dog gets posted. And it's a lot of our dogs that are long-termers. They're the harder ones to adopt, but they have so much heart and soul and love to give. And it just breaks my heart that they're still there, because it's Christmas. Everybody wants the bouncy little puppy and the cute little kitten under the tree. But you know what? How about bringing home this 11-year-old dog who's just sitting there saying, I don't know why I'm here. I've been a good dog.
Yeah.
Take me home, please.
You know, we had a situation where my wife brought home, she adopted, called the family first, and brought home a senior dog about a year and a half ago. And this dog, her name is Emma, a big black lab, has just been an absolute sweetheart. She lost her owner. So she was looking at being put into a shelter, but we asked and we brought the dog home with the family's permission. She's just been a blessing to us.
Yeah.
And isn't it amazing, you know, everybody who has a shelter animal always tells me the same thing. They know they were rescued.
Exactly.
Isn't
they
that
do.
Amazing?
They do. They do. And I think no matter what age they are, they know. And I think they know the minute they see you, you know. And it does. It chokes me up because I love what I do. And I love each and every one of these animals.
Yeah.
And if I could, and I know you are the exact same way, if you could, we would take them all home we would have a big, huge, giant ranch. And, you know, our world would be happy.
You know, it's funny you mention that, because I was going through my year-end issue of Remind magazine. It's a baby boomer nostalgia magazine. And this December issue talks about all the celebrities who died during 2019.
Oh.
And they have a half page on. Remember the actress Doris Day?
Yes.
She was a real animal activist.
She was, yes.
And she had dozens of dogs on her property. She was a complete, you know, furry friend nut, just like you and me. And, you know, people who are like that, that they kind of reflect their animals, don't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And I think that those people who do have animals and who feel like we do. I think there's just far more compassion. I think that if
everybody,
you know, and I think that's why they bring dogs into, you know, the senior centers and the nursing homes and the hospitals, because they know that they have that calming presence. I've even seen pictures where they have therapy horses.
Wow.
And so they've got therapy horses, and they go through hospitals, and there's a picture of a guy laying in his hospital bed, and there is a horse right there loving on him.
That sounds like a David Lynch movie.
I know. So it's just they have such calming spirits and trusting of us.
And when you bring a pet into a nursing home, the minute the pet walks in, smiles around, right?
Yep.
You know, James Lipton, who ran the Actors Studio for years, had a routine where he would interview actors very intimately, one-on-one, and one of the questions he would always ask is, give me a word that when you hear it, you always smile. My word is puppy. I cannot hear the word puppy without smiling.
Exactly.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have five dogs of our own at home. They're all but one are shelter animals. And we have just been so happy with those. Oh, is that ours? Oh, my goodness. We now have six. As of this moment, we have six. We got a little weenie dog out there.
Oh, is that yours?
Apparently it is now. Yeah. Well, now our population just increased. Isn't that wonderful? Well, thank you.
Nice.
And Merry Christmas. Isn't that nice to know? Wow.
Nice.
Oh, goodness gracious. We got a little weenie dog.
Nice.
And you know, he's got little short legs just like me, too. So that's
there
nice,
you go.
Too.
Cute as can be.
Well, yeah. And Lori, we want to close, too. If your Christmas tree or your Christmas decorations involve lit candles.
Oh, do not.
And you
do it.
Have cats.
Yes.
Or dogs,
don't do it.
Are people bringing a cat or dog over? Beware.
Yes.
Ooh.
Yeah, a tail can hit the top of a candle.
That's what people don't realize.
And, you know, I keep candles up because I admit it. I probably have 10 to 15 candles lit. And I've got two. And Tigger is super long hair.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, he jumps up on the table, and I look over, and it's like, oh, my gosh, no, move everything. So be very careful. And the other thing that I want to mention, too, with talking about New Year's Eve is alcohol.
Oh,
alcohol.
Don't share it.
Don't share it.
With the kids or the dogs.
Right.
Or cats.
Right. Who wants to share it anyway? I mean, come on.
They think it's funny. Hey, let's get the dog drunk. No,
no.
You'll kill it.
Yes.
No, you don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm glad you mentioned a tail, because we have a wonderful dog we love dearly. I think its father was a Brontosaurus, and he's growing so fast. That tail knocks everything off.
Yeah.
As he goes through the house.
Yeah.
It's a good thing we have nothing lit in the house, but. So how can people learn more about things they need to know about wintertime pet care and adoptions at the Yavapai Humane Society?
Well, I am posting on Facebook constantly all day long different things about the plants that are bad out there, foods that are bad out there. I also throw in the cute, funny videos and all that stuff. So, you know, go to our Facebook page, like it, follow it. I'm always, always updating that. I mean, even Saturdays, Sundays. Heck, I'm on there at 10 o'clock at night if I see something cute, posting it. And then you can also go to our website, which is yavapaihumane.org, or you can give us a call at 445-2666, and we will answer any questions for you.
And don't forget the thrift store.
The thrift store is at 1601 Iron Springs Road. And then we also have our spay, neuter, and wellness clinic that's out on East Center Point Drive.
Lori Walden, always a pleasure. We'll talk to you next month.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Stay tuned, because we've got some final thoughts and a couple of guests coming your way Monday to talk about in just a moment on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.com.
This December at Lamb Nissan, you'll receive a $1,500 Visa gift card with the purchase of any new 2019 Nissan. Hello, this is Ed Walsh. We have over 50 heavily discounted 2019 Nissans remaining. And if you take delivery by December 31st, you'll receive a $1,500 Visa gift card. This offer can be combined with all other advertised specials. Drive a 2019 Rogue, originally $32,165 for only $26,195. A 2019 Crew Cab 4x4
Frontier was $30,535, now only $26,700. Or a 2019 Kicks originally was $20,075, now only $17,601. Plus, you'll receive a $1,500 Visa gift card. Visit LamNissan.com for all of our great specials. Lam Nissan, we're here to serve.
Number KC821911, VN764531, KL563730. Price includes all manufacturer rebates plus tax, title, license, dock fee, and $385 3M package. Offer valid on in-stock 2019 units and cannot be applied to past purchases. Expires 12/31/19.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Know where you can find all your favorite Skechers shoes in one place? Skechers.com. Because at Skechers.com, we have miles and miles of styles of the most comfortable shoes on the planet. We have boys and girls shoes that sparkle and light up. Skechers.com has work shoes, slip-ons, sports shoes, casual shoes, canvas shoes, go walk, go run. The styles are endless. And on Skechers.com, you can find all the fits you need. Plus, so many shoes with Skechers' exclusive air-cooled memory foam. So find all the styles, all the fits, and all the comfort. Only at Skechers.com.
When you're diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer,
a million questions flood your mind.
How can this be happening?
Am I going to be able to work?
What's a subtype?
What do I do now?
We know.
We went through it too.
But once you start to understand your options,
you can partner with your doctor
and find ways to face MBC on your own terms.
Visit findyourmbcvoice.com and learn how to speak up and have a more informed conversation with your doctor.
Some questions have answers.
Visit findyourmbcvoice.com to find some of yours.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Hey, have you been waiting to see the Shure Oscar nominee, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood? Today is your last day. It's showing at 4:20 and 5:15, and then it's gone from the Harkins. If you're waiting to see Playing with Fire, that plays at 3:05 or 21 Bridges at 4:40. Well, today is your last day. These theaters will be hopping this weekend because starting this evening through the weekend, Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker, Bombshell, and Cats. You'll be hearing a lot about those. And Saturday morning at 10 o'clock, It's a Wonderful Life at the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley for one time only. Stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro, then Talk of the Town, the Thursday Roundtable. Join me back here Monday at 2 o'clock with my guest Bob Coolhand to talk about business improv, how to motivate and keep your best employees. That's Q&A Monday at 2, and I'll see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.